Lazarus Stars, Numerical Investigations of Stellar Evolution with Star Lifting, by Matthew Scoggins et al. The aging and gradual brightening of the Sun will challenge Earth's habitability in the next few billion years. If life exists elsewhere in the universe, the aging of their host star will similarly pose an existential threat. One solution to this threat, which we dub a Lazarus Star, is for an advanced civilization to remove, or star lift, mass from their host star at a rate which offsets the increase in luminosity, keeping the flux on the habitable planets constant and extending the lifetime of their star. While this idea has existed since 1985 when it was first proposed by Criswell, numerical investigations of star lifting have been lacking. Here, we use missed evolutionary tracks to find mass vs age and dot vs age relations with initial mass ranging from 0.15 to 1.3 m Sun. We do this for two different implementations of star lifting, isoluminosity and isoirradiance, where both hold the incident flux on the habitable planets constant, but the former keeps the orbital radius constant and the latter accounts for a changing orbital radius. We reveal two distinct behaviors for these Lazarus stars. For most stars initially below approximately 0.3 m Sun, we find that their lifetimes can be gradually extended until their mass reaches 0.1 m Sun, approaching the hydrogen burning limit, with a lifetime of many trillions of years. In contrast, for more massive stars, their natural evolution causes them to leave the main sequence before reaching the hydrogen burning limit. For example, the Sun has a main sequence lifetime which can be increased by 10.6 GYRs if we started star lifting for isoluminosity, isoirradiance, today. This requires a mass loss rate of approximately 0.02 m series per year. We compare star lifting to other survival strategies and briefly discuss methods for detecting these engineered stars. This was Lazarus Stars, Numerical Investigations of Stellar Evolution with Star Lifting, by Matthew Scoggins et al.